You have your Bibles, just we're going to go to Genesis and then we're going to go to another couple of scriptures. Good to bring your Bibles to church. Is that okay? My mic just seems to be moving around a fair bit, probably because I've been doing stuff. All right. Thank you, Jesus. You know what, Yana? I'll be okay. Thank you. Let's give Yana a hand this morning. It's been awesome. Awesome. What do you call that thing? It's a Korg. But anyway, that keyboard thing. Thank you, Jesus. I was going to say pianist, but I know she can play the piano as well. So that's. But it's not a piano, is it? Anyhow. Thank you, Jesus. You know, today's a significant day. The life of your life as well as our church. Always will be. And just as a way of getting started this morning of our leap into spring before the kids come in around 20 past 11. Everyone that's here, you know, I've been saying this for the last 3 weeks. Together, let's say it together. Together, miracles happen. When we give. So one more time. Together, miracles happen when we give. Throughout the Bible, it's hard to deny through the sacrifices from the Old Testament and then in the New Testament, the generosity of giving, that Christian people are meant to do anything else but give of their what they have. Correct? And I want to talk this morning before we come and bring our offerings, and the kids are going to come first. We've got this lovely box, and the kids are going to come in, and they're going to bring their money boxes, which they've saved their money for at 20 past 11. And then we're going to do aisles, and we're all going to bring an offering. You'll see on your chair an envelope. If you're visiting with us, of course, it's not your church. I understand completely. But we're going to have a good morning in the next half an hour anyhow, yeah? And, with the envelope and faith promise card, if you just so you're clear here, we have a Leap into Spring envelope, okay, in your packs. There should be one on your chair or next to you. And we also have a faith promise card. It's important if you're a member of our church to do the miracle offering in the envelope. Where's the miracle offering go? An envelope. Where does the faith promise go for the next 12 months, September through to August next year? On the card. All right, you can budget for this. Let's quickly go to one of the slides. Have we got those there, Dave? Put my glasses on. So last year we raised close to, in fact, it's to the end of August. We will have raised close to $60,000 for Leap into Spring. And our target this year, based on last year, because we actually had, you know what? God's good, hey? God's good. We'd actually had set a goal of 50 last year, based on the previous year, which was about 36. Who thinks God's got his hand on what we're doing here? And so we lost 60 this year. So I thought, well, let's just try and go up a little bit. You know, it doesn't hurt to do that. So we're going for 65 this year. And look, it could be more. It's in God's hands, right, this offering? That's what it's about. And including the faith promises, of course, not just the cash. And, I just want to mention too that Morena, because we've had a change of staff, that the lovely Morena Victor. Morena, give everyone a wave. I know you don't like to. And her husband, Vessels, good people in our church. Love to give to God. And just letting you know that Morena is still available on Sundays for queries you may have with finances. Because we have another person working in our office. Her name's Pay. I know it's funny. Because she does our accounts now and her name's Pay. She's a lovely lady. And so she's working, she will be working in a couple of weeks, 3 days a week. But Morena's still available for all your queries or things you may need to change. Morena's still your go-to person. Let's thank Morena for doing that for us. right. So, yeah, next slide. So a miracle offering is something you want to give in faith. It has the potential to produce a financial miracle in your own world. Who needs more money? That should be all of us. We all need more money. And so we bring two offers. Next slide. Oh, is that the only one you've got? Okay, I had another one, but it's all right because I've got it written down here. And it's, I'll go there. So I had a couple of questions, and I just want to answer those for those of you here this morning. What happens if more funds are received than a target amount for an area, then we'll offer those commitments? The Kabbalahs, Janine Kabbalah, in fact, she actually rang Andrea yesterday. She's a good girl, hey. So the Kabbalahs are on our Leap into Spring envelope. You'll see them there under local. But they're actually working with, Janine has had some success and a lot of effort and a lot of work is going in Cambodia at the moment, and they're actually getting people out of the, young girls out of the sex industry. That's got to be a good thing. So that's why we've got her in there. It's not a huge amount of money, but hey, it's a way to actually just extend. It helps them as well as a couple because they're totally itinerant, so that's why they're in there. People have asked that question. And the greatest need box is enables C3 Frio to use the envelope, use the funds wherever for Leap into Spring. And Port Care, as we know, runs as a self-funded not-for-profit. And it no longer used to require some funds, especially in the early days. The church used to put in money for the local charity. But Charlie and Catherine and the volunteers over the years have done such a good job, and now we've moved facilities, and it's able to exist on its own and be a blessing back to the church. How good is that? So come on. So that's why we don't actually need to take up as such. But having said that, I know some of you love local mission. And so every week you can take the normal envelope, which is on your chairs every week, and tick the box for Port Care if you want to give to Port Care. It's there every day, okay? So I think that pretty much clears up all the questions we had for Leap into Spring. So I want to talk together. Say it with me, together. Now, in this passage here in Acts 2, I said to go to Genesis. We'll go back there. Come to Acts 2, verse 43. Acts 2, verse 43. If you put it up on the New Living Translation, that'll be fine. Conrad, thank you for helping today. A deep sense of awe came over them all. I want you to notice the word all. It wasn't a few, it was all. How's your leg going, Ken? Just seeing you walking back? It's pretty good. Come on, Lord. Better than it was. Father, I thank you that that's going to be a total miracle. In Jesus' name. And all, again, and all the believers met together constantly. Have you got the right, it's Acts 2, 43 to 47, so you'll have to keep up with me. Deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostle performed many miracles, signs and wonders, and all the believers met together constantly and shared everything they had. What we're doing today is no different to any church anywhere around the world. We are to share together, we're to help. I'm looking forward to Leap into Spring Lunch. And it's interesting that this verse even talks about it. We're kind of like doing church how they used to do church. How cool is that? And it says here, they sold their possessions and shared. Say it with me, shared the proceeds with those in need. They worshipped together at the temple each day and met in homes for the Lord's Supper and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. So the shared is talked about lots of times. So we're going to have lots of joy today and celebration about the bigness of our God and about celebrating our own lives and bringing something to God and recognizing Him in all of it and the blessing that it is to be associated with His church and enjoy a great lunch together because we are blessed to have the life of God, quite simply. And so it's a blessed church that is in unity together on the things that God has called it to be. Who believes that God's called us to some of these nations? God's called us. And the passage of Scripture is church at the best. The Lord added to their number those who were being saved. When we get into the pattern that God has for His church, lots of multiplication happens. Father God. You know, and the pressure's off us because God builds the church. We've just got to be obedient. The word all is used three times. In that passage of Scripture, the word together is used twice and the word shared is used three times. The effect of Pentecost was to reestablish that God's will is to work with his people in groups. And from the beginning of history, God worked with people together. Just have a quick look around and see what together looks like in the kingdom of God. And he went from, even Abraham in the beginning, Abraham was Abram. And the father of many nations, God called him to become Abraham because he was not to be alone. He was to be together with others. And lots of stuff happened under as he was obedient to God. God created nation after nation of people through Abraham's belief in his God. God did it through what Abraham could not see. Abraham simply believed. Will you believe like Abraham believed today? Abraham simply what? Believed. So faith unites us. And so what was occurring in Acts was a remnant of God's people, which became the Spirit-filled body of Christ. Who's glad to be a part of the Spirit-filled body of Christ today? And they devoted themselves on being together whenever they could. I could say a lot about that right there. And it's always been God's pattern. See, it was interesting to me, Mark talked about having a few people, Professor Jones this morning, about having a few people that would go to. He understood that you can't do this journey alone. Who thinks that puts him in good stead for his future? We need each other. We need everyone. Let me go straight to the point here. God said to Abraham, yes. Don't you love the way God talks? Yes. Yes, I will give all this land of Canaan to you and to your offspring forever, and I will be their God. You don't know what God can do for you until you've decided in your heart, like Abraham did 4,000 years ago, that the Lord would be his God. I will be their God. When we say together, the Lord is my God, you don't know what God can do. And what we're doing in this physical transaction this morning is saying that the Lord is my God. Do you believe me? The Lord is my God. Let's say it together. The Lord is my God. One more time. The Lord is my God. Sometimes it's painful, right? Sometimes it's not easy. There are times when God may ask much from us. And that is when God is at his best in our lives. Yeah? We don't like to think it, but it's true. And when we're at full stretch, he is mightiest. When we're really reaching out to God, when we're really trusting God, he is mighty. Sarah, let's explain this a little bit. Sarah, Abraham's wife, laughed at the notion that she could have a child. Now, she was 99 years of age. I get that. Every woman would have laughed, right? Some of you already have. God said to Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? I want to ask you the same question. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? What holds us up most of the time is us. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. If you need a breakthrough on any level, today is the day to place your trust in God's hand and to bring an offering. Will you do that with me this morning, church? This is together. Miracles happen when we give. Whether we're financial or not, God still wants to provide and show that he's master and in control. See, God asked Abraham to bring a seemingly impossible offering. Now, back in the Old Testament, they sacrificed stuff on the altar. They normally brought rams and lambs. God asked Abraham to bring his only son, the one that they've just had at 99 years of age, and put it on the altar. Because that's how they did things. That would be the greatest sacrifice of all, you would agree? And his son said, "Where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb for the sacrifice?" Abraham shot back, "God will provide a lamb, my son." God has always been providing for his people. And we simply need to be obeying his voice. Miracles happen when we are obedient. When do miracles happen? When we're obedient. I had a picture. I had a picture of Ken's leg getting better as I was sitting worshiping God, and it's going to be completely healed in Jesus' name. I know it is. I could have denied it, and we couldn't have. What wouldn't have been a miracle? God wants to do some stuff in our world today. I'm telling you. God wants to do some incredible things. And the church that lives by faith together, when we are together on this, when we believe together, we will have the provision of God. Who'd like to know that they don't have to worry about stuff because it's God's providing? God's providing. God's providing. God's providing. It's a stress-free life when we trust God and not ourselves. How complicated does it get when we have to get ourselves out of messes all the time because of the mistakes we make? Seriously. See, believing requires action. Believe, accept, embrace. I've been saying it on and off for a while. See, we can believe, and it's all in our head. And then we can even accept that we believe in God. And, you know, that could be, that's good. And a lot of Christians like that. But I don't know about you, but there's one more step, and that's embracing what God has for our lives. And that requires faith. We can believe, we can accept, and we embrace. And when we embrace what God has for our lives, when we embrace that, when we give, that we're saying that God is master, and I'll explain this to you in 1 second's time this morning. See, miracles happen when we give. Smith Wigglesworth, the plumber and evangelist, don't think I'm not getting there, but I just want to give you another example that all ties in, okay? You probably think, some of you who are analytical, you'll think Nigel's going off the course. Don't worry, I'm going to get back there. Smith Wigglesworth, a plumber and evangelist, he performed some of the most amazing miracles of all time through the 1800s and early 1900s. Simply said this. You're listening. This is straight from one of his journals, and Robert Sliarden actually copied it down. "I saw that God wants us so badly that he has made the condition as simple as he possibly could. Only believe." Susan, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Only what? Believe. Only believe. Believe. Only believe. And what is believing? If we're a spirit-filled, Christ-filled church like the early church, we don't just believe in our heads because we'd be dry and, well, let's not talk, you know, let's not worry about it because we're not there. We're not just accepting, and we do the right thing and we go to church, but we embrace God for who he is in our lives and put our lives on the line for him as required by what God asks us to do. Who thinks that's being a Christian? Seriously. That's what being a Christian is. Let me go on to what Smith Wigglesworth, one of the illustrations that just caught me of his life as a healing evangelist. Okay, his friend came to him. I'll start right here. "My friend said, 'She is dead.' He was scared. I have never seen a man, this is Smith Wigglesworth talking, right? He was scared. I've never seen a man so frightened in my life. What shall I do? He asked. You may think that what I did was absurd, but I reached over into the bed and pulled her out. I carried her across the room, stood her against the wall, and held her up, and she was absolutely dead. She's blue, she's cold. I looked into her face and said, in the name of Jesus, come to life. In the name of Jesus, come to life. In the name of Jesus. She started to quiver and shake. And the next thing, she's alive and she's talking to us. Only believe. And I believe that there are situations and circumstances that you've been fighting against, and the devil wants to hold you down financially. And you've been having a war. I've been talking to people. I'll tell you, Andrew, it's been hell month. Sometimes August is like that. It's like hell. But I will trust in my God. I won't deny the fact that God is Lord of my life, regardless of all the stuff that the devil tries to do. And so I will put him up against the wall. And I will kick him if necessary. And I will push and push in the name of Jesus Christ until life comes back into my circumstances, until life comes back into my financial areas, until I receive that home that God has for me, because he is a God of the second, third, fourth, fifth chance, because he loves us. And because Abraham went to Melchizedek and decided that he would give an offering first. He would honor the Lord. What would he do? First, he would give to God. Why would he do that? Because Sodom, the king of Sodom, came to him and wanted to bargain with him. And what does Sodom represent? Pretty much everything to do with the world. Are we going to bargain with the world and what we have? Or are we going to trust our God with our future? And so he'd already made up his mind that he would bring a tenth to Melchizedek, which is why we bring our tithe to the house of God, because we are saying every week and every day of our lives that Jesus is Lord. And then we have offerings. God is greater. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's bigger than anything that's going on in your world. God's bigger. God's bigger. Whatever your circumstance is right now, whatever you're trusting for your future and your family or as a single person or whatever, I want you to say to God, I thank you, Lord, that that miracle is coming to pass. Say it right now. See, you need to work your miracle. Just as we can have a physical healing, we all they'd find that a lot easier. But you know what? God wants to do work a miracle financially in your world as well. And first of all, we've got to get space one right and be like Abraham and go, I'm not having anything to do with the world and the system that they operate under. I'm not going to give any cause, no cause at all, for the king of Sodom to give me a help up in life. Because I know where my help comes from. And with who? It's my God alone. Come on, guys. It's my God alone who gives me my help. And so, that's why I'd already decided to do the transaction. You know, that's why we shouldn't go to James Packer's institution. The Crown Casino. It's why really lotto shouldn't really play a part in our life, because we trust in our God. Who do we trust in? So there's things in our world that may need to be put on one side because we're saying, no, I know where my trust is and where my heart is. It's for my God. God has miracles waiting for us. Abraham became one of the wealth, I don't have to tell you, one of the wealthiest men in the world. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God will generously provide all you need. I don't know about you, but this is a big verse. Let's put it up on the screen. 2 Corinthians 9:8, New Living Translation. God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always, say it with me, always. Always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. That's pretty cool, isn't it? That's actually a miracle right there in that verse. And this verse is as large as you want it to be. Everything we have is not ours. We have to get that this morning. From the left right over, everything we have is not ours. It's on loan. It's actually God's. There's a scripture in the New Testament where Jesus actually asked for a couple of donkeys, you know, the Palm Sunday. And the disciples had to go and get them and basically pinch them, I guess. And, you know, and if anyone asks, God needs a loan of them. They were God's already. Everything's God's. Everything we have. Everything we own. I'm blessed because my God has provided. We must get that mindset. Where does the word miser, you know, miserable? We can be miserable, I guess. Where does that come from? It comes from the word miser. Stinginess, we've got to get it out of our hearts. God doesn't want any Christian person to be stingy. Yes, we may be all different devils, but we can still have a generous spirit. And so today, if you have a negative disposition, shake it off. Shake it off today. Stinginess withholds a miracle. Remember, this is the Message Bible, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. Remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. And so when his people do God's will, when people recognize God as their supply, life is on everything, no one has need. When we recognize, like Abraham did back from the beginning and right through history of the Bible, when people recognize that we put our trust in God and we bring offerings to our Lord, then he is our supply. Full stop. And you're right, Mark. Professor, there are no, what is it? Accidents, what's the word? Coincidences, there's none. Freedom comes when we release what God has given for his purposes. Let me finish this morning. Are the kids, are they here yet? They here? Yes, is that a yes? Okay, 2 minutes. 2 Corinthians 9:11, New Living Translation. Let's put this up. Yes, you will be enriched so that you can give even more generously. Let's look at that part right there. There's a cycle that God has for our lives. And it starts when we give, and he keeps providing. We've heard of testimonies of work being provided and all sorts of things these last few weeks. It's a cycle of generosity. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will break out. I love this part. They will what? Break out in thanksgiving to God. See, 8 of us were privileged, or there might have been 5 of us there at that time. When we did the C3 Liberia conference up at Monrovia in March or April, and we decided kind of on the spot. I talked to Shane because he brought most of the stuff, and we had a guitar and we had a projector, and like a projector up there is like having like gold nuggets. And we talked about it with our group and kind of go, do we really want to take this back? Because there's, you know, they need it more than we need it. And so we all agreed unanimously, let's just give it to them. It was their, it's always around their 25th is their anniversary. So I said to Pastor Colley, I says, you know, all this stuff, we were going to carry it home. We had all these leads and everything. And we just go, you know what? It's yours. You know what he did? He jumped up and down and ran around the room, told all the other pastors, the senior ministers that were part of C3, and they ran around the room as well. We don't get it because we've got so much. They break out in thanksgiving to God. They broke out, and they're using him. He rang me. They're using it for their leaders' meetings. They're putting Phil Pringle on the big screen, the president of C3. How cool is that? And so this morning, let me read you this last scripture. I'll read it to you in the message. 2 Corinthians 9:13. This relief offering is a prod to live at your very best. All the children are waiting outside. This is cool. Showing your gratitude to God by being openly obedient. Say it with me. Obedient to the plain meaning of the message of Christ. And so we have a choice today to live out our best life through what Christ has for our lives. Who thinks that it's great heaven? It's so much more purposeful when we do God's will for our lives. And so this morning, you know what? Let's stand to our feet, because the kids are going to come in a second. But let's stand up. And if you're not prepared, why don't you take out your envelope? You want to give something this morning, even anything. Hey, you're willing to do this. We're going to do this together this morning. You see, this church is at its very best. Together, miracles happen when we give. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says this, thank God for this gift. His gift. No language can praise it enough. And it's true. How good is God? So, Father, I pray today that as we bring our offering together, miracles happen when we give. I'm believing, Father, that we're going to hear of houses being bought, new land purchases, new contracts, new business opportunities. Father, whatever the need, might just be part-time work for university students, whatever it is, I pray, Father, that there would be an outpouring of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you look after your own people. In the mighty name of Jesus. People of God said, amen.